Hi there, Canox and friends, and welcome to the Canox Castellers Chronicles! This week, we'll be speaking about SRS that are, well, still getting kicked out. Not only that, we'll have also, let's say, the Anchor game starting this weekend. We got, like, a new Intel tune, Clear Skies, and a bunch of geneticists, scientists that have been, like, abducted and stuff. And more on the CCC.
EVE Online. Last 23,000 years in the future, our group of space Canucks are sorry in advance. I'm Ben. And
I'm Dan.
Your Hoosers from the Great Wide North, here to decode the miseries of wormholes, tame the unruly drones with the Timmy in our hands, and keep you, fellow Catrilliers, in the loop about all things EVE Online, from Canada to the edge of New Eden. So grab your double-double, kick back, and let's dive into the Canuck Catrilliers Chronicles. So get ready, set, and aboot we go!
And we are back! So, hi Dam! Hi chat!
I don't know if you notice it, but I'm dressed exactly like my tune in the introduction. I didn't do it on purpose. I just realized it.
Your tune just inside of you, like, is like...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway.
It's the same thing. Like, as a vial, like, it's only like the hair that is like same. Like, I don't have those kind of goggles or implants or whatever.
You missed a tattoo.
Yeah, no, those are implants, I think.
So, really?
Yeah. Big stuff. So, yeah. And I are both co-CEOs of Sorry in Advance, an alliance in wormhole in the epic game EVE Online. So,
I just want to say that I still have difficulties with Twitch. I don't understand what's happening tonight. Okay. I tried to do thing and it's not working. So if you're talking to me on Twitch, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I now have like a monitor for Twitch and YouTube. So if you're speaking, it's going to be appearing there. If you're lucky, I might even see it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, yeah, you don't see it. But I'm still like sitting on YouTube and I'm going to do my best to fix it.
Nice. Okay, so you're listening to the second part of the show. The first one was in French. So now that we've protected ourselves, you should have something really good. So let's jump into the news right now. So damn, before we got into, like, let's say the proper news. Oh, are you still frozen? Oh no, okay.
No, I'm not frozen, I just really tried to do something with Twitch, but nothing worked. Okay.
So, title of the show, we got our first Aether. But I can, like, we, but yeah. Mostly, like...
That's me. Yeah. That's my ear.
If you want to get the whole story, listen up to the end of the show, like in the lore session, we'll be speaking about that. Yeah, that's happening, and we're quite happy about it, actually.
Yeah, indeed.
News-wise, there's a few stuff that has been happening. Here, we got, like, something concerning, the Upwell Consortium, that are the ones that are responsible for the structure that a player can anchor. So from the as-built, the medium structure up to the keep star and the stuff, it's all Upwell Consortium that are the one responsible for it. So that's a communication between Upwell Consortium and the Caldery people about the clone, and it's mostly roleplay blah blah to say that there's going to be new clone in Caldery states. So that's great. So you think, oh, that's what CCP tweeted. So the Caldery are still like the first one and blah blah blah. Well, actually, to be fair, all the empires like have received serious like similar things. I saw like the Minmatar and the Amar, the Galante. I guess that they got some. I didn't saw them, but why would they be left out? Would not make sense. So you can see there, everything that has to deal with, let's say, Vanguard stuff, it's happening in Eve and like all those links in between the games. I like, actually really like it to see like it's like integrated. Like you feel that it's a one world that everything like is happening there. So yeah, I really like that you like everything is connected. So yeah, but that's me.
You look really excited. Just try to articulate a bit more, please.
Okay, I will try my best. Just to be fair, this evening, I might have put a little bit more. Yeah,
stop. That's why. I'm like, it's not like that. Usually, he pronounces this thing well, and Lauren just like, okay, I'm lucky to have the text in front of me, but I know, like, not much of it.
So, like, if you don't have the text, that's because you're listening to us on podcast, and also because we don't put, like, subtitle in. But sometimes YouTube can do a pretty good job. Sometimes not.
Yeah, it depends. With Eve, sometimes you don't understand the words that you're using, and it's like, what did you say? I don't know. I don't have any.
Well, actually, what's really funny is when like you forgot to change the language and it's still in French, but you're speaking in English. What they tell? Well, it's just wonderful stuff there. I try not to do it too often.
I think that's as good of as the translation in CCP in French.
Well, actually, damn.
Sorry.
Translation of CCP in French. Last week, we had, let's say, those Glamourex, I don't know.
They kept the same word in French.
Yeah, and there's something that does not sound right in French. Maybe because we're on the other side of the Atlantic or something like that. But let's say that the French translation, there's a good reason why a lot of us don't use the French version of the game, because it just hurts.
yeah, and I think they use a word like plussoyance ou quelque chose, something like that in French that we were just like, they don't finish the sentence, it doesn't make sense, it's just like, what they mean there, and you translate it in English and you are like, oh, I understand now.
There's like not there's no like QA, like quality assurance or like a reviewer, I think.
I think like it's people who don't play Eve who translate, so they don't understand the universe and they do stupid things.
Well, we got that situation when we were doing like the covering up of the FanFest last year.
Yeah.
But I've heard that there's like one dedicated CCPer that used to be like the French like, let's say, representative, and there's like a few of them that are covering like the French search section. I don't know like if they are still there or if it's done by AI or something.
Well, there's a possibility.
Yeah, that's a possibility indeed, because let's say that there's some love that could be done, like, regarding that thing.
Yep.
We were speaking about news, right?
So yeah, that's what somewhere. The show is about. Sorry.
Yeah, so we got... what am I showing there?
I think you're talking about this transcript. That has been found is Arata? Arataka?
Yeah, the Arakata Consortium. I'll follow my notes instead of trying to read that stuff. So, Arakata Consortium, it's a player group, and if you go on their Discord, you can see actually what's happening
They are like real community friendly. Just go into the general section of the Arakata Consortium Discord, and you'll see live when like new pieces of puzzles are found. Sometimes you got people that put them together. You got discussion there. It's really interesting to see what's happening there. And as I'm telling you that, I just saw that the Galante did receive their own section of the clone thingy, and I'm looking at it right now. So yes, the Galante are also getting their clone. They are not left out, but they are the last. Sorry.
Yeah, he says sorry because he's seeing my face, and I'm like, what? He's talking so fast. I'm just like, what's happening? Okay. I'm just gonna sit back and drink my wine.
I'm really sorry. Chat, am I speaking too fast?
I don't know. I'm just lost, but it doesn't matter.
Okay. So the thing is, like, I've been doing like video in the thing, for a few hours before the show, and to keep the interest in people, they suggest to like increase the speed of the video by 20%.
Go ahead.
And I only hear that like at like 120%. So now I'm just trying to not my whatever.
You're talking too fast for me, but like maybe other people are okay with that. Doesn't matter. Go ahead.
I can do that. Yeah, so if you remember a few weeks ago, there were like some geneticists that were kidnapped by either Fraternity or Snuffed Out or whatever. And Chemical Tech, the NBC Corporation, were asking for to have them back for $1 billion each. And Eve Player, they went to the deathless and asked if it was like if he was interested in buying for like them, and the deathless instead of $1 billion each was happy to give $3 billion each for those geneticists. Thank you, Eve Players. That's just Eve. I like hearing stories like that. You're awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what else do we got? The funny answer of the GM. Let me find that here. So, that's in local, okay? So, this guy here is the NPC, role-playing by the GM, saying, align, Piak, and prepare to warp in your local comedians.
So NPC were saying that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Like when you got the NPC saying in your local comedians, that's it's like next level. There's something there that I really like about like the GM just like kind of trolling the players there. It's like there's a lot of flavor into it. I like it a lot. Thank you, CCP.
Yeah, they had fun and we can see it. And
yeah. So that actually happened a few days back. It's really fun to read that afterwards. Next up, we got this new MTU that was actually...
That drop, the blueprint, BPC, and BPO of a new MTU?
Yeah, so like let's have a look on this actual MTU. So I need to go here.
What's the name already?
It's the Consortium Mobile Tractor Unit. So it's actually a really good MTU. Basically, instead of if we compare it to regular MTU, the regular MTU have 125 kilometer range. This one has 200. That's nice, really nice. But that's not all. It's double the speed of the tractor beam. So it's like a super fast, long range MTU. So that's actually really interesting when you want to do something fast. Also, the it's smaller. Like, so instead of 100 meters squared, it's 80 meters squared.
80 instead of 100.
So that's really great. So everything else is pretty much the same after that. So yeah, it's a good new machine, let's say. And I didn't receive like that. Okay, it's a nice new machine. But Eve player being Eve player, and more precisely in that case, it's wormholers being wormholers. We got this story on Reddit that actually happened, where this they actually construct the thing, and ritualistically, they did a ritual to kill it slowly, and dedicated this lost to Bob. Well, it doesn't say Bob, but you can read between the lines. So praise Bob for we're used to this to say that. I like it for this this skill. Like, I really like it.
Wormholers are really good about ritual. I think that's something when you are wormholer.
Yes, because this weekend we had planned a ritual for Bob, and for X reason we could not, and Bob was not happy about it, and for that, when we reopened the hole, it gave us the same system as we just closed it, or almost. So we rerolled it.
We had the same in the same week, so we closed it and we appeared two jumps
from where
from
we
the
were
other wormhole, and we rolled it again and we appear in the same system, so the same constellation, so we were okay, it's all my fault, I'm sorry guys, it's because of me you didn't do the ritual and Bob is angry, I'm sorry. All my fault.
So yeah, we will work on this, but yeah, praise Bob. Next up, SRS, the high sec in Wardaking Alliance in the Amar region, is still getting armored down by the Angel Cocktail Alliance Seraphim Division. The Seraphim Division, led by my page is not loading. Laid by some person that is actually doing.
Is that Switch4? Is it them?
No, the Switch4 is one of the one of the FC. I think it's Sif, but it's not loading. So yeah, they received a contract, and I think that they are taking a lot of fun into it. As we can see, they destroyed a bunch of structure up to 123B, and that's not all, because SRS also got 200 plus POCO in the Amar region. And they were really nice about it, saying, if you're pay us 370B, we'll we won't take your POCO down, because that's actually the price of POCOs.
Mm-hmm.
And they did not accept. So
and where are those POCOs?
Well, I'm guessing mostly in ISEC. I don't know if they got some.
Why did they have POCO in ISEC? No one doing PI in ISEC? Nope.
But actually, I cannot answer that question. Because maybe people do PI in ISEC and pay, I don't know, the tax must be around 20% or something. Because I know that
that's
there's an NPC cut plus the corporation cut, something like really awful. And I'm guessing, well, when you're like you're used to like 2% cut in the wormhole because your corporation gets a bit like their cut, it's like, oh, like it's all right. Like I'm doing like a PI and I plex my account with it because you can wormhole.
yeah.
But high-sec PI, not sure it can actually happen. So they did refuse the offer of like a 370B. Let's say merry group will be happy to get down to the business of poco bashing 2,200 plus pocos, and also.
Yeah, and-
Go ahead, then.
Oh, go ahead.
Nah,
go ahead.
No, I'm drinking.
Okay. And I think you said, like, in the French show that the Poco, if someone buy Poco from them, Seraphim Division gonna kill them anyway.
Yeah, they did, like, the whole inventory. My comprehension is that they actually record every single them and that they got it on spreadsheet. So since they got spreadsheet, like, you're pretty... doomed if you're getting one.
Okay, so if you buy one of them, they're gonna declare a war against you and kill it
most likely.
But like if SRS have a brain, I don't say they don't have to, they don't have one, but if they have a brain and they can think, they could like transfer it to any enemy.
Or to anyone.
Will be To yeah, anyone. I think not allies. It's not nice, but like you can transfer them to any enemies or people you just don't like, who or anyone, and they're gonna have a warn and on their face and structure.
Yeah, so like just think if like they transfer it to I don't know like hooligans. Snuffed out.
Deep water aliens. Yeah.
Like yeah. PH, goons, initiative, and that kind of stuff. Like
they can do anything they want.
Yeah. Like,
and they're going to have a war in their face, and they won't. Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, actually,
that's
like,
what I would do.
Well, actually, like, the war, it costs as much as the Poco. It's actually the same price. It's 100 million ISK to declare war. It's 100 million ISK the cost of a Poco.
Okay, so whatever, like, just do it, and, like, the other guy is gonna kill them.
And the cost of transferring a Poco is free.
Yeah, it's free. It's totally free. And you can do it in, like, 10 sec.
Yeah, you just need to be in system to transfer a Poco, so it's actually quite fast.
Indeed. But it's quite fast. You can go there and shuttle, do your thing, and yeah. I would do that, but it's just me.
Yeah, because Eve.
Well, sometimes I got scammed and I'm just like, sorry, I play Eve.
Yeah, like, all those scam fun, and I'm like, no. You sound like a Jita double, like a double Isker or something. And they are like what? Au revoir.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm just like, nope. Yeah. No one playing. What is that game? You know when you know.
Yeah. I'm that good.
That's fun.
Yeah, when you can say like I'm playing Eve, and it's actually like the biggest argument to just counterproof any kind of scam, you know that you're that good. Okay. Next up, it's Sorry. A general interest message. We do not endorse the use of this tool because it's an Intel tool.
Intel is sad.
Intel is sad because we are roamers. We are people that are doing, like, you know, we are wormholers. We do roams because it's fun. And people use those intel channel to report a bunch of stuff. And sometimes we have great fight, but it's not most of the time. Either people are, like, big majority of the time, people just duck up and unlock. They log off.
Yeah.
Like, they're scared of wormholers. When
just want to fight.
Wormholers are happy people that want to have a fight. If the, you see
wormholes... We're going to say we're sorry.
Yeah, well, we're sorry in advance. You know that. So, yeah, if you see us... Eye. Yeah, if you see us in T1 ships, basically, it means that we do not care losing them. Get your T1 ships out. At least you will be respawning somewhere really close to where you are, instead of us that are being respawned like in Empire space every single time. So it's fun. It's like to improve your fighting skills. So if you see people appearing from wormholes or else that are in T1 ships, get you yourself T1 ships too, and have a fight. Get better in like a PvP.
It's so much fun. Like, the best thing, like, it's like war, it's roaming story.
Yeah.
Like, you can do so many things, and it's just so funny.
If it's your first time, you might even get like those PvP shakes that you won't get in any other game. So yeah, like you see like T1 ships. Get into your T1 ship and try it. If you're someone that are doing mining or like industry, and that you're a bit of afraid of of those people, but you have like an equivalent number, get like even like a T2 ships if you want, but go and fight. People that are doing roams are looking to have fun. Okay, so like having a fight at the sun, you can maybe even try to ask for like a fight in local, or 3v3 at the sun in frigates.
Yeah, those are the best. It's just like, oh yeah, it's a new one, you want to try? So we're going to do it, and we hope like we're going to lose some ship because we want to lose ship.
Yes, indeed, because sometimes we do roams, and the goal of the roam is actually not to come back with our ships. So that's
often that.
Yeah, it's often because we like those. But yeah, and afterward, like let's say that if you lose or you did not perform as well as you did, well, open up a communication with the people that you fight with, and most of like a PvPer will be happy to tell you what could be improved and like what you did wrong. Maybe it might be on a fitting level, or like maybe on the way that you handled your ship, module that you should have used earlier or later, overheating stuff, anything. Like, go there and try. Like, it's not like people in NoSec or LowSec do not have like the money to buy those kind of disposable ships. Have fun. It's a PvP game. Like, if there's no ship that to be that are lost, there's no economy, and like you won't be able to sell ship if they are not lost somewhere. So be part of the economy. This week, your goal is to lose at least one ship.
Okay, the plan then. The intel tool. You can do it.
I'm super focused. What are you talking about? This one here. So, I'm going to put if you could put the link at the right place.
Yeah, I can do that.
So, it's a new tool called Rift Intel Fusion to actually help you report what's happening in your group, the system, the ships, if you got it. But it goes further into the intel process, where you can actually put what you got into your log section to get into the tool, so that you might I have something that might look like it. So see here, like I got a frigate, two cruiser as one better cruiser in this system. Here I got a capsule, two frigate, and three destroyers. But you can custom all this to the visual liking that you would actually appreciate. So this new tool.
I'm sorry, but for the YouTube guys, the address is like too long. So you're going to have it in the description. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. But yeah, actually, so the tool, it visually seems more efficient. And also, like, you see what's on, what are the ships. So based on that, you can, either get a response fleet or something. And depending, who they are or whether, most of them just want a fight. If they are roaming fleets, why don't you try to ask okay, let's do 4v4 at the Swan or something like that, just for the fun of it, because the PvP in Eve is like nothing else in any other games. So yeah, let's try it. The worst that can happen is you lose your ship, and if they got your capsule, you're respawned at your home base, which is a few jumps away. No big deal. So this week, your goal is to lose a ship. And that's it for the Intel tool. Damn. Actually, I did not listen to the Clear Sky movies yet.
I did not either.
But there's the fourth edition of the Clear Sky movies that is actually maybe in the making. I'm not sure. But still, the GoFundMe is now up. Because it's okay. For the fourth movie, you can get all the information there. So I'm gonna actually copy the link. Then you got the link. Okay, I got it. So the link is both in the description and in the chats. Here you go. Maskagazam, in the chat is saying still. Sorry.
Yeah, I think you're talking about the GoFundMe. I'm not sure.
Not sure. Sorry. Could you be more specific about still what section of the show? Because sometimes I'm a bit slow on the reading, on chat.
No, you are not slow. I'm looking at it. It's fixed now.
It's fixed.
Doing one of your long speech. So yeah.
So my speech actually did fix it. I'm quite happy about that. So GoFundMe for the fourth episode of the Clear Sky movie series. Well, actually, since I talked about Clear Skies, I'll need to watch it, because I know that there's a lot of memes and saying that are from here, from there. It's 100 o'clock comes from there. So I'll need to listen to it.
Yeah, and we are being judged by Metacasm because of that.
Oh.
Because we didn't listen to it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, please, that's what I said.
Forgive me, Master Kazam. That's how you butcher a name. sorry. Next up. Oh, that's really, really great. The Anger Games 6 are beginning this very weekend, okay? Anger Games are a PvP tournament that are happening every other years. I think they alternate with the Captain's Cup or something like that. It's a PvP game. It's a 7v7. It's the best 2 out of 3 games that goes to the other one. We got 51 teams getting into this competition. I even got like recruited to be a referee there. Yeah, so this like
a fairy.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a fairy, not a furry, but like a referee. Man, English. So if something goes really bad on Sunday, that's gonna be because of me. And you know, I'm sorry in advance.
Yeah, congratulations, then. Good job. You may should stop.
So yeah, like it's gonna be like really great. So you'll see people there that actually know what they are doing, PvP wise. It's gonna be awesome. So it's like a really nice stream, like 6-hour stream. So you can log at a lot of early anytime. The 3 next weeks, Saturday and Sunday, will be having match. It's 7-minute match, so it's quite fast. And if they are like too close, like on the points, it might extend. But like during those extend, the overheat power is like super high, and people like it's just like more intense fighting if they got like further into the 7 minutes. So quite nice e-games there that you might want to watch, or maybe to get into to improve PvP, or just trash talking local. Or how did the CCP did be a local comedian? Oh, damn, we are now at your section of the show. So let me do an actual... Yeah. A switch for this. Oh. And we are back. Thank you for the follow. Run cheap code jester.
Oh,
I think we got it nice. Oh.
Yeah. So I don't know why you're showing that.
I do not know either. Yeah, damn. So.
So I start to have success with the podcast. And one sign of it is I've got an ear. Like when you don't create any emotion. And people, well, you don't get either, and it means you're probably bad. Then stop that, please. Please. I've got the first either. I don't know if you want to show anything,
absolutely.
Or we can stop that here. I don't know. I'm getting tired. It happened when we were like in the system and I was playing with my all, and at a point we me and the guy warp at the same place, and he already started the combat site, so I went to another one, and it happened like 2 times. So at a point he just started to talk with me. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm always before you, or something like that. And I start talking to him like small talk, and I'm just like, hey, if you got time, just go check my podcast. It's a podcast about lore of EVE Online. And he was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna check it, and thank you, I didn't know it was the existence of it. So a few days after, he gave me feedback. So he said, you invite me to listen to the podcast, to your podcast. So I guess you'd like some feedback for it. So the good part, love thumbnail and visual design overhaul. Love the work with the music, love the theme. Very good job. Bad English didn't improve at all with all work you've put in. Other thing you don't try much to speak clear. Podcasts are supposed to be listened in background, but I had to concentrate on what you were saying. I don't like your cut. So basically, usually, feedback is thing that you can improve, but I look like I'm a lost cause. So why do you take any time to write to me? And why do you think you are so important that I care that you like my hair? I do not care. And I don't know, just like, I just said like in my head, okay, I just won't answer. And it's not for everyone and I understand it. Perfect. And I think 1 week after, I didn't answer to him, but he felt the need to justify himself. He was feeling bad, I guess. And he's like, okay, probably commentary about haircut was too much, but honest. Well, this one too was too much.
Yeah. Because I know that I would not have been able to take people that would have commented on my hairstyle and would have not like my hair color or let's say like my extension and such. So I don't know how I would react actually, because
that's a thing that never gonna happen to you, Ben.
It's Why?
Gonna never happen because you're a man.
Oh, that's, okay, yeah, that's like, it was because of my color of my hair.
Society, I like feel that they can say to a woman things like that, but never in history, like a star, get like a hater thing, like, I don't like your hair, I do not care. it's a sexist thing.
Yeah, like people don't speak about my facial hair, let's say, and like how awesome it looks or how bad it looks, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, like I'm totally down like with you there. Yeah, see, so, like yeah, I've got chat that is actually agreeing with you there.
Yeah, they think Ben's hair is a little too wide to take him seriously.
Yeah. Because the thing is, like, I haven't touched them since yesterday. So, yeah, like, they are, like, all mixed up. And, you know, like, you cannot really see, like, the designs and how the work that went into them. If you're listening on the podcast and you have, like, no idea how I look, please reach out to us and tell me how great are my hair.
So yeah, so I got my first hater. By the way, I block him. So, because I don't care. I mean, you have the right to don't like my podcast, yeah. And that's okay. Yes. I mean, it's not for everyone.
Indeed.
But if you wanna listen to it, we're gonna put the link in the description.
Exactly. And like those comments, because we got like some comments and we really do like them because it helped us improve. But when like you just like go on and on, like, well, then you got like the hater title, and that's a
yeah, that's okay to say like you don't like us. That doesn't mean you are a hater. But when you adding thing without like anyone saying you something.
Yeah, that's like
the hater.
Yeah, you got like this hater title, and it's actually like kind of warm my heart because it's like, yeah, like we're there now. We got our first real hater from what we're doing on the show. It's not like something that we did in game, because
no, it's not really on the show. Because I mean, my hair doesn't.
You say that
on the show, I mean.
your hair are not falling into the podcast auditory section of the show.
Well, it's a podcast. Why do you care about my hair? You just have to listen to it, people.
Yep,
it's a podcast.
Yeah.
Why do you need to look at the screen at the point? I mean.
Yeah, it's like, I'm listening to your podcast and I don't like your hair. Well, your hair, I don't know, because they're usually they've got those things on. But your hair. I'm like, wait, there's something that you did not get on the podcast idea there. Anyway, who am I to judge that?
Okay, so we're gonna continue. Last week I asked help because I was a bit stuck with the music of the Galante. And I just want to say thanks to Paco. What are you doing, Ben?
The stop chat that. Is saying to, like, I can't put off the goatee look.
Oh, no.
No, you do not want that. And I do not want that because the rare times that I need to shave it, actually need because obligations, it cost me a lot of, let's say, matrimonial benefices, whatever. I don't want that. And also, I just look like a kid. Like, I just lose, like, 25 years of age, like, one shot. So, no, I don't want to go there. No.
Can I continue?
Yeah, Paco is awesome.
Yeah, so he helped me. He sent me music Galante related. I don't know where he took his video or anything, but I really like it and it inspired me. And I've been able to finish my first episode about the Galante Federation.
Yeah. And I've listened to it. It's awesome. And let's say that, like, you get, like, more, like, insight into the way that they are thinking, and, like, and it's the last empire, so you can listen to all of the four empires and get, like, a better feeling of, like why they are at war with one and like another, why there's, like, this turmoil with one another, and why Concord is so essential for them to keep them together. So really, really, like, interesting to start with the Galante, the last one of the four empires. So yeah, I really did enjoy it.
Nice.
Oh.
So the next episode.
Go ahead, Dam, and after that I'll go do my part. The next episode is gonna be about.
I'm gonna go out in Tuesday, so I'm gonna try to do an episode every week. And say I'm gonna try because I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do it, but I'm really, really gonna try.
Nice. Yeah. It's gonna be, well, actually, like, the energy that you're putting into the podcast actually, like, boost me to do, like, a few videos. Well, actually, you might have seen it, on the different channel. But, yeah, I'm trying to do it a bit more. So, GameAble17, welcome to the podcast. People will be really, let's say, chouchouté. You'll get a lot of attention from us in the coming weeks. Like, Dam's gonna do her podcast. I've been doing all the Eve Montreal interviews are now out in short formats.
He did a lot of little short lately, so yeah, take the time to look at them. That's really interesting.
Yeah. I think we only got two in English, the other one in French, but I think that there's a translation from what is it's actually being said. Just tell me in the comments if it's happening, if you're listening to the shorts on YouTube. I don't know, because we took the time to type down everything that's been said. Yeah, so is it translated in English? I do not know, but that's on the French section. Okay, we'll link the French channel at the in the description, and you can also click on it on the end screen of this very video. What were we talking about then? I don't remember, but I'm actually happy to see chat is actually saying that I didn't mean shave it. I'm saying it's it fits you good. So that's actually really, I'm really happy about that. I kind of really like it, because without it, I kind of lose my persona or like, I don't like to shave it, like really not.
Yeah, I think we are at the question more. Oh. I don't know if you want to do it.
Yeah. What's the question actually? I don't remember. Oh, if there was like an intention that would need more love, what invention would that be? So now I think that you actually got your answer.
No, you can go.
Yeah. What did I say in French, actually?
Okay, I'm gonna go. So, when I start to play Eve, I was not able to understand everything in the game. And to be honest, I was not understanding much. And I found the project Discovery, and Ben said to me, like, don't lose time on it. No one understands it in the corporation dash Alliance. And I was like, oh, that's probably something that I can understand then. So I start to doing it, and obviously I understand it. That's the thing I understand the faster in the game. And the first prize was a little cap. And I was like pretty proud of me because I got it and everything. So I went to put my cap in the game. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, what happened? My hair disappeared.
I know that cap. That's actually what happened to me. Okay, I put the cap on and the hair disappeared.
Yeah, but it come back when...
I got a bug. Mm-hmm. CCP, please.
No. No. No, that's not true, Ben. You're just drunk. So finally, I opened the ticket. That was my first bug in Eve. I never got any answer. And I think hair and Eve need more love.
Yeah, because like when you put something on, like whatever that might be, needs to adapt to that whatever it is, or like have the option to toggle on or off, like something creative, you know, around that. So yeah, like I'm mad because I got support from chat, because like I got the bug from the wearing a cap from CCP, and now like I'm still looking for my hair. Where might it be gone? CCP, please give me back my hair. And actually, a technology that would that would need a little love. I'm still trying to remember what I said in French.
Okay, in French, you were talking about the capsule and oh, we are connected to it.
Yeah, by cables.
Yeah.
Why?
Remember now?
Yeah, I do.
Do all the debate alone.
No, well, you're good. You could, but just like to have like a free, like a discussion. Like the thing is, why should do we still got like cables and like for this capsule? Don't they have like Wi-Fi or like without connection things to be able to do the job? Like it should be like wire free. Why should the capsuleers be tagged with those holes like in their vertebrae to spot them as being capsuleers? Like they are like richer than any other like Eve pion that might be living in the cluster. So why should they be so obviously recognizable? It's not like the Matrix. Like it's like 23,000 years in the future. Wi-Fi. They are like gods, above man. Those capsuleers, so yeah,
and like it's kind of showing the vulnerability, like a vulnerability in front of everyone. It's like I don't understand.
Yeah, like if you got long hair, that's fine. People like me cannot hide that. That's not fine.
Yeah, that's why I still have hair. Yeah, that's probably why.
And
I didn't know this show was gonna be, about hair today. To be honest,
we should have like changed the title so about like the pillosity in Eve. What do you think? So yeah, like it's I don't know how we got there actually. But yeah.
Don't know if it's just a translation that you just write evil. But no, I don't hear eat birth. Like no, not this one at least.
So don't. So if I translate it, don't heat the bird. What's the seagull?
Yeah.
Please don't heat the seagull. I must have done something that doing a seagull stuff or something. I am sorry in advance. And I think that we covered like all of our points.
Wait, someone said to us, like, wanted to say thanks for the Evan and Eve Montreal. I had a blast. I forget it all. Definitely worth the 10 hours. Also, sorry that my Discord got hacked. It's Teddy Shy, probably?
Yeah, I think it's Teddy Shy.
Yeah, I think it's him.
Yeah. I saw that, like, yeah, you had some troubles with your Discord, Teddy. And, actually, thank you to have come up to the
in Montreal.
Yeah, with your mother and everything. It meant a lot for us to actually be able to speak from people that did like a 10-hour drives. Like there were two of you that did 10-hour drive, like one going south out to Michigan's and the other one like just going north, still in Quebec.
yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
Thanks for having been there. It was really nice. I really enjoyed it. It was the first year that I was really
enjoying. Part.
Before it was really the organization. I was really like into the organization, but I think this year because we were outside because it was a really
The weather was warm. So nice.
Yeah, it was a warm day, so we were outside, so we were more able to be close to you guys, and it was really, really nice. Yeah,
and with the help of our officer, Melee, it was like just like we had time to actually take real part into the event and do more stuff. So again, thank you, Melee, Teddy for being there. Really, I don't know if you saw, but I did the short where I interviewed you and your mother. You can see it on the YouTube channel. So yeah, have a look. It went out like really great. All the short have been real good. So I'm really really happy about all of the event. Everything went so well. We had a bunch of fun. Like I can't wait for next year actually. And I'm looking at that, the Eve Moncton that is coming up in June, the 22nd of June.
Yeah, that's true.
It's gonna be a blast because now, I'm thinking of, we could do that into an event, or maybe we'll be able to find some a funny place, maybe axe throwing or something great that we could appreciate.
Yeah, we have to take Mark in Eve Moncton and find a thing to do all together before chilling in a pub. And
I'll be doing making a new role on the sorry Discord. So keep an eye out for that, for the Eve Moncton, so that we can have a chat in a role associated with the Eve Moncton people, and get something together. And the more we are, the easiest was is going to be for me to have like something special. For that, because let's say that we got a bunch of people and one of you want to get involved into it, we might get, let's say, a CCP and vote to send stuff your way, because we're coming by plane, so we won't have much space aside from like skin codes and such. But if like there's other stuff that are sent by CCP themselves, if we are like enough, well, that might be really interesting. So get on Discord and look out. At some point, I'm gonna do a at everyone. I don't do them often, but when I do it, it's for good cause. So like, you want to get into the Eve Mountain, or you know people that are living near mountains, so maybe they live in upstate New York, Maine, Vermont, and those kind of places where mountain might not be that far from them. Go like look on this side, you'll see there's the discord.gg/sorryinadvance. Go there, come on, like get on our Discord, and at some point I'll do this at everyone so that you can get this this title.
So I think we get everything this week.
Yes, thank you a lot. Thank you guys
for listening, and see you next week.
Yeah, don't leave. Actually, I'm gonna do like the raid. So don't leave, but we'll finish that here anyway. So just stay connected on Twitch and see you next week, Canucks and friends. Au revoir.